Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode number 87. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
Oh, nothing too much.
Having fun, like always.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
We had fun before.
Good time.
We want to have fun.
We've had fun.
Sometimes.
We're not just girls having fun. Girls, just want to. Don't look at me like that.
Nate?
Yes, you let me hear you.
Turn Nate, off his mic.
Turn off his mic.
You
knew where I was going.
But wait, what about that?
We are having fun, but we are not girls just wanting to have fun. But anyway.
Well, I always have to bring music into it, but I'm not sure why I went there.
But how do you do that? You're uncanny.
I made it a different kind of creepy, didn't I?
Very creepy.
Sorry
very
about
creepy.
That.
Mm-hmm. Nate, how's your week going so far?
Going good.
Going
Got
good?
New tires on the Prius. It drives exquisite now.
New tires do make it nice.
I didn't know.
I didn't know I was driving on boulders.
I didn't know Priuses could drive exquisitely, but that's good to know.
Oh, exquisitely, yeah.
Exquisite.
So anytime you get that word in is nice.
Well,
so.
You know, I'm not usually one for fancy words, but
right.
That one came out tonight.
Nice. I'm impressed. And Sean,
not even mad.
Yeah, I'm not even mad. It's amazing. How's your week going, Sean?
Wonderful.
Wow.
Like a dream?
Wow, I can tell.
A dream within a dream?
A dream. Whoa.
Nightmares are dreams,
that's
right?
Hey, I wasn't going to go there, but no, it's honestly good. I'm lucky to be alive and happy and healthy.
You are lucky to be.
Everybody's good. You know what I mean, right? It's true. I bebop around this world, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a vagabond.
Vagabond.
That's me.
That's good. Good. What is this, Wednesday? Yeah, I'm having a good week, too. I didn't feel well
Yeah, you said you
today.
Weren't feeling good, right?
Not at all. I thought I was going to have to cancel on you guys, but I sucked it up and I got a little better. So, and a little fried chicken helps.
Fried chicken cures everything.
Heck so yeah. Elijah's been sick the last 2 days, really bad. And so, you know, when you're sick, you're not always hungry. You're just like, nothing sounds good. Mm-hmm. So a mom goes, "So what sounds good? Anything? Name whatever." And he said, "The fried chicken you fix in the whatever it is, the not steamer, but I can't eat
that. Air fryer."
Yeah, air fryer. And it's because I said, "Oh my gosh, what a great meal!" And she goes, "Thank your son for choosing that." I said, "Good job." I said, "Good job."
So that brings up a good conversation.
Yeah, so good. Yes, sir.
What is your go-to meal like after you get over the flu? What do you crave? Mm. Mine's always the same thing. Do you have anything that's like something like as soon as you get done being sick and you can finally keep something down?
Mm. Probably some type of chicken. I mean, like fried chicken or chicken tender or something. Yeah. I mean, because I love chicken. So
I go with Italian or pizza or something like that, you know, or something with carbs.
Yeah. Mine is always Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Really?
Oh, we love Kraft macaroni and cheese. I was raised on Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I don't know what it is, but as soon as I start feeling better and I'm actually hungry and not nauseated,
yeah,
I cook up a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese just for myself.
Nice.
Sit there and eat the whole thing.
That's really strange.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
I don't know why, but that's what I always
crave. And that's coming from
crave.
Me. That's coming from
yours truly. Hey, like I said, I was raised on that.
Mm-hmm.
we have it at home. So Elijah, he's a mac and cheese connoisseur. He can tell you what restaurants have good mac and cheese and which ones don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he right when that hits his tongue, his mouth, he's like, nope, or it's yep. Yeah, so he knows his mac and cheese. So yeah, I'd say just some type of actually anything really. When I'm ready to eat, I mean it can be cheeseburger to chicken to pizza or some type of Italian dish. So
it's just me that's weird.
Yeah.
We didn't have
that.
Yeah. I can't.
So like that is your go to.
Like that.
That's my go to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
I don't know why.
Weirdos of the world unite is what I've got to say.
Well, I eat candy in the morning for breakfast.
Do you really?
Oh yeah. I mean I eat whether it's bag M&Ms or Gobstoppers or liquors, I can eat it in the morning. Amy's like, what's wrong with you? Why do you eat, you know, candy in the morning? I go, why not?
Right. Well, I
when are you supposed to eat?
I don't care if it's 7 a.m.
I don't think anything's strange anymore. I don't think you could tell me something. I mean, aliens could fall out of the sky tomorrow or... who knows? We could have a monarchy.
They've been here.
Monarchy by tomorrow.
They're in the ocean.
Who knows what's going to happen, but I'm not really that surprised anymore, you know?
Yeah,
so the fact that you have candy in the morning is... It makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah. My son does too.
When I worked at FedEx, we'd get off at 4 in the morning, and we'd go and have, like, pizza.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Right.
I like cold pizza any time of the day or night.
Now, see, I used to like cold pizza.
Oh, you don't?
I don't like cold pizza.
I hate it now. Really?
Yeah.
No, it has to be warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You old fogies. Yeah. That's young kids over here.
You whippersnappers.
Right?
Yeah, I did, though. I did like cold pizza.
I still do.
Probably been 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
I used to put ketchup on my eggs. Now I can't stand it.
Oh, I love. Yeah, I grew up. My grandma, my dad's mom, taught me that. Scrambled eggs with ketchup. And I like ketchup on hash browns.
Before this conversation gets too nursing homish, because this is like three guys sitting around a nursing home table in wheelchairs, like drooling over these microphones.
I remember the day.
Did you still put ketchup on your hash brown, boy?
Oh, gosh.
I think I stopped it, didn't I? We were like free falling, baby.
We were spiraling.
That's all right.
And I'm not even hungry.
I'm just wondering how many creepies we'll make hungry. Listen to our. Oh, that sounds good.
I've heard of grossed out.
I've heard of
free writing, but this was free talking.
Yeah. One more. Peanut butter on pancakes.
Oh, I'm right there with him. Yeah.
I've never tried that. So.
Oh yeah.
Peanut butter syrup. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good.
I just had it this last weekend.
Mm-hmm. So I have done the peanut butter, but we've been out of syrup before. And so I've been desperate to put something on
like
it.
Jelly.
And I put jelly.
Yeah, you do
jelly.
Jam,
jelly.
It'd be like a creep, crepe?
A crepe.
There it is.
A crepey?
A crepe, creep, crepe,
crepe. Something French.
It wasn't crap. Speaking of crepe, my daughter is in a French, she takes French, but she's in a French club after school.
Yeah.
And they made crepes today.
Ooh.
Now, I hope the teacher isn't listening, but if he or she, I don't know which one it is, they did like plain crepes. She's like, mm-hmm. I go, do you mean nothing?
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah. Well, I guess they used Nutella, and my daughter doesn't like Nutella.
Oh gosh.
That's and she's like, it's like cheap, my it's cheap chocolate. She's a chocolate connoisseur.
She's misguided.
I've never had it, and she was like, hoping they would use like strawberries or blueberries, you know, something like that. So they fixed crepes today.
That's cool.
It is cool.
It's kind of ironic, and I know we keep it's just a bit tangential, but we're talking about French. I had a patient today. She's a retired teacher. And I asked her what she taught, and she said French. And I said, I'm not even going to embarrass myself because I have a really horrible French accent.
French?
And a really inappropriate French joke. And she just is like, okay.
French
toast.
And I was
like, yeah, French toast, huh? Oh, oui, oui.
That's the extent of my French.
And I told her, I'm like, I'm not going there because I'll just embarrass myself, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I have a really embarrassing French joke, but I'm not going to go there either. Mm. Ooh la la.
Does it involve a feather?
It does not, actually. It does not.
Hey, guys.
Look at the time.
We are glad you're joining us once again. I'm just going to...
We got to wake up out of our stupor.
Hey, yeah. So this is episode number 87.
Yes.
We are climbing to the 100.
We're getting there.
We are getting there.
Knocking on the door, right?
Nate, who is that? Hello? We are knocking on the door, aren't we?
Knock, knock, knocking on Mako's door, right?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So I know. I had to do it twice.
So thanks for joining us. Sean.
Yes.
We don't have any shout-outs. You okay?
Nate.
Oh, was that?
He's eating the microphone. Forgot all that talk of food.
Yeah. We don't have any shout-outs today for this episode. I'm going to let you start with the first announcement.
Okay. The first part of the announcements. Mm-hmm. The most important thing that we do here as a community, we're having fun. We're doing guy time, spooky stuff, paranormal, all the fun stuff. But the most important of this thing that this boils down to with this podcast is the mental health community that we're building and trying to shine a spotlight on the fact that we all need to focus on it day in, day out. Some days are great, some days are not, but we want to make sure that if on those bad days you can reach out for help, The number you can call or text for any crisis that you need help with is 988. And there is also a website that's very important to us, is visit the stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying. That is a big deal nowadays. We want to see it go away.
You're not alone.
No, not at all.
Was that bullying? Or
bullying.
Bullying.
Nothing
okay.
against bullying.
All right. I thought maybe.
Did I not accentuate enough? Should I have done that in a French accent?
I'm not
going to
call you out. I don't want to call you out, but it sounded kind of like bullying. Bullying.
You could have. Who knows? I'm a very lazy talker.
That's okay. Thank you for that, Sean.
You're most welcome.
Good job.
You're welcome.
Now we are to the part of the show where I get to do my dad joke of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Nate
gives
a,
for sarcasm, but nope. That was
oh, great. Yeah. Well, all right. Okay. Are you guys ready? Creepies, are you ready?
Me and the Kool-Aid guy are, yeah. Kool-Aid
oh, yeah.
Guy. Oh, yeah.
Why do mummies not have friends?
Is this something to do with daddies?
Because they are too wrapped up in themselves. They are too wrapped up in themselves.
I got it the first time.
Huh? Did you?
I did, unfortunately.
So there you go. Dad joke of the show, and you are welcome, creepies.
Mako approved.
Mako approved.
whatever.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
You gave me the what ifs?
I said, what ifs? the big W.
You love it. I know it.
I do.
So let's move on to Mr. Sean. Tell the creepies what this episode's about.
Well, we know you're going to enjoy this guest chat. We have a young author, the youngest we've talked to so far of guest chats, and her name is Scarlett Hoffman. So enjoy.
Hey, creepies. We have a very, very special guest for this guest chat episode. We have Miss Scarlett Hoffman, and she is a author and writer. She is published by Anatolian Press, our good buddy Micah Campbell. She writes children's books, fictional, fantasy. And let's welcome her to the show. Hi, Scarlett. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
We're great. I'll let my boys, Nate and Sean, say hello.
Hi, Scarlett.
Hello.
Hi.
So you are already the youngest guest we've had on our show by far.
Hands down.
Yeah. We are so excited to have you on. So thank you. And thank you to your mom, Amanda, and your dad, Brian, for letting you come on the show. So thank you to your parents.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're excited. So let's start out, if you can tell our listeners, our creepies, kind of how you started getting into writing books. When did you think you knew that's what you wanted to do? You know, was it something that you got from your parents or you just had the bug to start writing? So yeah, tell us a little bit about how you got into this author stuff.
Well, I've always loved reading since I was really little, and I've read a lot of books, and one day I just had the idea to write The Adventures of Sage Hawkins, so I started writing that down, and it became much longer than I thought it would be, and it turned into the book I have written now.
Awesome. So how old were you when you started writing?
12, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, and you're 13, correct?
No, I'm actually still 12.
Oh, you're still 12. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That is amazing to me.
So, okay. So when do you turn 13? When is your birthday?
March 10th.
Oh, I'm March 12th.
That's my sister's birthday, March 10th.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
I know that.
Yep.
I'm a March 12th. So awesome. Yeah, man. So that's pretty impressive right off the bat that you're so young, writing books. I think when I was 12, I was still playing with superheroes and all that. I don't know about Nate and Sean.
I feel lazy. Like every time anytime we talk to people, I always think, man, what am I doing with my time? But you are so far ahead of the game, Scarlett. It's not even funny. I think this is amazing.
Yeah, writing books at 12 was not on my agenda.
No.
Thank you.
I think reading books wasn't on my agenda. And I actually like reading. I just don't have time. Sean, he's a big reader.
Oh, I love to read.
I don't know how he fits it in with 75 kids and
don't listen to him, Scarlett. I want to know how you got the name Sage Hawkins because I love that name.
Yeah.
I think that draws me in.
Well, that's actually my initials, which I thought was pretty cool. But I've always loved the name Sage.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawkins, since I love birds, I took the word hawk and I changed it to Hawkins.
That is extremely cool.
That is
very
awesome.
Very clever. Yeah.
I have to say something, and I'm going to do this very delicately because I have four children, two boys, two girls, and they range from, I have a 9-year-old, a 10 almost 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 14, almost 15-year-old. My 10, almost 11-year-old is William Scarlett. And I was teasing him. I said, hey, Dad, you know, I was telling him about you, and he's very intelligent. He wants to be a scientist. He loves to read, and I was showing him your books and everything, and, you know, he's not at all interested in girlfriends and all that kind of stuff. But I said, hey, this girl. So I said, he goes, Dad, whatever you do, please don't play matchmaker on it. And okay. So I said, I will not. However, I will mention you on the podcast because I just think it's interesting. But I want my kids to start reading your books because I think they would really enjoy this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you are in St. Louis, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was talking to one of my coworkers, and her name is Amanda, and she was asking where you guys were from. I said, I believe St. Louis, and her sister and brother-in-law just moved back to St. Louis where he is from. But it seems like St. Louis is popping up a lot more because they're, as of last night, I told Scarlett, I said they are number two in our listenership as of last night's number. So St. Louis has been pretty good to us, and they've been in the top 20 for a decent amount of time. So I think that's great. So yeah, St. Louis is a good town.
It's okay in our book, right?
It's okay in our book. Yeah. Well, especially Scarlett. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So, when you started, you know, deciding to write at 12, or last year, did you know you wanted to write certain like, fantasy fiction? Did you want to write creepy stuff? Like, how did you decide what you wanted to actually write? What type of genre?
Well, I love fantasy. That's the main genre that I read. Mm-hmm. But I also love sci-fi, so I wanted to add a little bit of science into my books. So since fantasy and fiction is my favorite, that's what I wanted to focus on with writing.
Do you have a favorite story, like Harry Potter or King Arthur, those kind of like fantasy, you know, well-known fantasy stories? Do you have any favorite, or sci-fi too, like Star Wars? Do you have any, anything, any favorites out there?
Have you heard of Scythe?
I have. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I read that this year and it was one of my favorites.
Oh, that's very cool. Cause that's what a lot of times those kind of things kind of like spark your imagination and get you to, I mean, and the imagination, I've mentioned this before, the imagination is limitless. Mm-hmm. And when you have, I tell people all the time that you've got to let your imagination keep flourishing or it starts to weaken. So being able to write and just use that imagination is just, it's one of the coolest gifts that I think you can give the world.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have, do you have any friends that write books or, you know, or like to, do that with you? Or do you, like, when you write a book, do you hand it off to family and friends and say, hey, check this out, what do you think about it? Do you have any anybody that's interested like you as far as really into reading and writing?
Well, since I started my writing journey through a program called NaNoWriMo, I took a class on an online program called OutSchool, where kids around the world can connect. And I made three friends in the class who we work together and we write our books together and we review each other's novels.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
That is really wild. Isn't that something with the technology now that you can
have,
I mean,
a
just
community, a writing community?
Yeah. It's kind of like this podcast. Yeah. I mean, you meet people around the you know, your own country and in other countries around. And I never thought about that with like books and writing. That is so cool. It's a good thing. Yeah. Does your mom and dad, are they big readers or, is that where you got your love of books from? Or
yeah, I mean, I've read more than them, but they're definitely big readers too.
Okay, we'll just call them slackers. They're slackers. They're just kidding, mom and dad. I am so impressed. You sound just a few minutes into our guest chat. Like I said, you sound like you're 25. You're so well spoken and mature, and I can see you know, you're an author, you're a published author, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, but you sound so grown up, you know, immature, and I can see much success in your future, that's for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's get to Mr. Micah Campbell. So how did you meet, he's a good friend of ours and of the show. How did you meet up with him? Like, how did you get connected with Micah?
Well, self-publishing was harder than I thought it would be. And I always thought having a publisher would be better because I can reach more people, more readers. And while we were on vacation in Virginia, we were looking online for some publishers, and we stumbled across Anatolian Press.
Okay.
And I started chatting back and forth with him, and I chose him to be my publisher.
That is cool, and I think you chose wisely, and I think he chose wisely. That's a good yeah, partnership. We love Micah. He's been on our show a couple of times, and you know, we chat back and forth. You're in good hands, that's for sure. I know he's got your best interest, and you know, and as he said, he wants the people that he signs to his publishing company to someday break away, because that means he's done his job. You know, he wants bigger and better things for his author. So that's awesome. That I was just wondering how you guys even connected. That's so cool. So that was a good vacation, I guess. Yeah.
I like his saying, powers to the author, and that's where he's trying to instill that in authors. And you being a young author, Scarlett, I think that's really cool. And the authors of Instagram too, you know, just that community that you guys build. And there is, I mean, if you think about it, like there, you know, people try to publish books all the time. They're the people write, but, it is not something that like very few people can say at the end of their life, I've written one book. Let alone been an author and written several books.
Got it published.
Right. You sitting there at your age and just knowing that there's so much inside of you that's to be created and revealed to the world. I think that is, it's inspiring. Number one, I myself, I'm 43 and I like to write, and I used to write every day, and I try to put this story together. I have about three different books. A couple of them are very piecemeal, and one of them I actually was trying to work on. I actually talked to Betsy Kolakowski about this, and she's like, if you ever need any help, if you ever want some advice, I'd love to sit down with you. But I always think, who wants to hear this? Like, who wants, this is drivel, you know, and I'd really need to work on it and stuff. But there is something inside of me that wants to get that out. So, but it takes bravery. It takes bravery to be able to say, hey, this is, you know, this is my art, my art form. So my hat's off to you to be able to do that at such a young age. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to catch up, in other words.
Yeah, we're a little behind, Scarlett.
I'll write the middle-aged and creeped-out saga someday, right?
Yeah, oh, wow. I don't know what genre that would fall under.
A novelette.
Yeah, goofy, silly, scary. yeah, let us know when you're writing that ahead of time, Sean, so we can prepare.
Oh, I've started.
Oh, great.
No, just kidding.
So other than, obviously, writing novels and books and all that, what other things do you like to do, you know, for fun and entertainment? And, you know, what other things do you like to do, Scarlett?
Well, I play lacrosse. Oh,
that's fun.
I love video gaming.
Oh, okay.
I definitely love reading.
Mm-hmm.
I like studying falconry.
No, okay.
And obviously watching Harry Potter movies and Star Wars movies.
Nice.
And that's really it, other than writing and doing school.
Sure. Well, lacrosse, that's a tough sport.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, she can write books and kick our butts.
That's right,
guys.
Yes.
So don't mess with Scarlett.
I have to ask, because I mean, I can guess, but what is your favorite school subject? What is it that you love the most? I can, like I said, I could take a couple stabs at it, but
It's got to be language arts.
Language arts, very good. The other guess was going to be science of some kind.
right.
That's my second favorite.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Very close.
That's what I thought.
That makes sense. It's all coming together. Very good, Sean. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know when you were saying, talking about the things you like to do other than the book thing. I was wondering if you had any brothers or sisters.
I don't have brothers, but I do have two sisters.
Oh, you have two sisters. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they younger or older?
Younger.
Younger, okay.
Oh.
So you're leading the pack then, huh?
Yeah. Do they like reading? Yeah. Are they interested in the same things you are as far as when it comes to books? Or
they are into my book and other books, but they're not really into writing.
Gotcha. Well, they better be in Big Sister's books, right? They better like your books. That's good. That's good. I know when we messaged, let's see, was it last night or today, you being in St. Louis, you had mentioned the Lemp Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the real creepy place. So can you tell us and our creepies out there in podcast land, do you have some things you want to talk about Lemp Mansion?
Well, there was a video on the Lemp Mansion I was going to watch, but since I am definitely a scaredy cat, I did not watch it. But a bunch of the owners of the Lemp Mansion, their whole family, apparently they all died there. Wow. And since it was turned into a hotel, when people go to stay there, they normally just have dinner there. The owner of the hotel leaves them there alone all night.
Oh.
And some people have reported hearing voices and babies crying in the hallway. Mm. And other people have even lost items.
Oh, gosh.
All right, put that on the list.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
put that. we're going there. So we had months and months ago, we had a guest, and he is from St. Louis. So he's living in Indianapolis, where we're from. And he was talking about Lemp Mansion. He's been there once or twice. And I've listened to a podcast, a couple of in the past, about the Lemp Mansion. And it is pretty crazy with a lot of hauntings. But it's got such a tragic background and tragic history. Yeah, like you said, all the family members either died, got killed, or a couple of them committed suicide, which is all sad. So it's got a lot of stuff going on there, that's for sure, with the hauntings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Looking at it, I don't know where exactly it says 3322 Demonil Place. So I don't know how close that is to you. Says Benton Park in St. Louis. So do you know where that's located? You or your parents know where Benton Park is?
My parents might, but I don't.
Yeah, I was. You need to check that place out. It's William Lemp. So they were a brewing family. They brewed. Beer and alcohol, and had all kinds of money. They had built this fortune, and they just had a lot of tragedy, a lot of mental issues, a lot of mental health issues, some things they got, a lot of things you wouldn't want to do or get into. They had bad business dealings.
Yeah.
A lot of things that kind of caused, along with the mental issues. So, you need to check that place out, though, Scarlett, and let us know. Then
yeah.
you'll need to go there.
I don't know.
No.
I'd probably quit.
No. You play lacrosse, remember? I know you're tough. So.
True.
I love it.
I remember we were in St. Louis. It's been several years ago now. But we went to Anheuser-Busch, and somebody told us that we should go to the Lemp Mansion.
Yeah.
And I hadn't really heard much about it at that time. But it is something definitely when we get to St. Louis, we need to definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Nate. It needs to go on the list.
Well, what we'll do is we'll have a trip planned out to St. Louis, and then we'll get our friend Aaron, who is the paranormal investigator that we've been with a couple of times in the past, and we're going to go see her this Sunday. We're going on a investigation and tour. We'll get in contact with her, and then Scarlett will contact you, and we'll all go together. So when we get scared, we'll have each other to kind of rely on to help each other out. Yeah,
we don't get scared. Okay, maybe a little bit.
A little bit. The Lemp Mansion. Do you have any stories, any legends, any folklore that you really are interested in as far as with hauntings and things like that, kind of like the Lemp Mansion?
I don't really, but apparently with the Lemp Mansion, some people, when they take pictures, they see orbs floating in the room.
Mm.
And when they take pictures of the mirrors, they can see white streaks across them.
Ooh.
Ooh. And some people have even reported seeing the monkey boy, who was a child who was hidden in the attic of the Lepp mansion, staring through the bars of the stairwell.
That is right. I forgot about that part of it. Yes, there was a boy that, was hidden. I'm glad you brought that up. I totally forgot about that part of the legend. Yeah, the monkey boy. I couldn't even remember what he was called. That's so bad. it's scary. But see, a lot of horrible things.
Yeah.
You know, that family was, I think they had a lot of problems. So you kind of said it, but do you like scary movies? Do you like any horror movies? I don't. Do your parents like that stuff?
I personally don't like anything really scary.
Right.
I can deal with like a little bit of like being scared, but other than that, I definitely don't like that kind of stuff.
Sure. you're sticking with the fantasy science, but I get it.
I need to know who your favorite Harry Potter character is.
Oh yeah, good question.
And Star Wars. That's what I want.
Yeah, good question.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good or bad, I don't care.
So I gotta say that Hagrid was one of my favorite Harry Potter characters.
He passed away too, didn't he?
Yeah,
sad.
And Rey was probably my favorite from Star Wars.
Those are excellent choices. Hagrid, I watched a video of him before he passed away, and with tears in his eyes, he said it is so enduring to him that his children, grandchildren, and children into the future will be able to look back at what he's left as his character in Harry Potter. And he was so emotional about it. And I thought, that is so cool. And it's for all of the people in Harry Potter, but his character is just so warm and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
And Rey is hands down a fantastic choice.
I have a question. Do you believe in Sasquatch?
Be very careful with that.
Yeah. Nate loves Bigfoot.
I got to say that no, I don't.
Oh. Darn it.
But my little sister is obsessed with the Sasquatch game she has on her iPad, though.
There you go, cool. Nate. There you go. You got a little something out of it. Nate loves him some Sasquatch, him some Bigfoot, yeah. I'm about, 50-50, I think?
You're 50-50. I don't know.
What do you think about aliens?
60-40.
Scarlett, what do you think about aliens? Is there a good possibility that they're real or no?
No, again.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm surprised just
because... You play hardball. I like
it. Yeah. Being a sci-fi, I thought maybe you were going to say maybe yes, definitely yes, or a 50-50. So she says no. Wow. Okay. She's not messing around.
What about ghosts in general? Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, what about like haunt? Yeah, ghosts.
If you actually find a ghost in the Lepp Mansion and you can send me a picture, then I will be convinced.
Oh, she is tough.
I like it.
She is no nonsense. Man, I love it.
This is good. I like it because I'm a skeptical minded person as well. And so I always liked it. It's fun to, you know, kind of entertain the ideas, and it's fun to talk about them and the folklore and the history and everything, but it is hard. And I believe people have experiences on all of those. I think there've been alien encounters and Bigfoot encounters, and for whatever reason, you know, whatever those things are, and ghosts, but I can't explain them myself either. So it's hard to say concretely that, yes, this is exactly what we think it is. I'm sure there's, I say it all the time, but we don't know what we don't know. So there's a lot out there that we don't know, but it is, I think it's still fun to talk about.
Yeah, and your imagination can get the best of you in some situations too.
Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to all that, half the fun is
not knowing.
not knowing. I think just half the fun is just the search for it. You know, it's kind of like my dad used to say, we didn't do a lot of trips. My mom and I would go to Florida. My dad didn't fly, and he didn't want to drive that far. So, but when we'd go on maybe a small little trip, he said, you know, the main fun is the destination, you know, or the traveling, the trip itself, you know. And now as a dad of two kids, you know, my wife and I, we say the same thing. Like, a lot of the fun is just, you know, the drive, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same with ghost hunting or whatever, you know, it's whether it's real or not. It's the, could it be? And just doing the investigation or the tour, whether you see anything or experience anything at all, you know.
I think that's the genius of books and authors writing stories, is the book and the story that they're writing about is actually the journey to get something, get somewhere, get something, find something. Yeah. I think that's what keeps, that's the entertainment of yeah. stories and stuff. It's the trip, not right. necessarily, not necessarily the destination.
Yeah. What about that, Scarlett? Like, obviously you love writing and I mean, is that something you know, like, how, let me ask this question. I'm trying to figure out how to ask it. When you are developing a story and with the characters and coming up with the names and the plot, you know, is it something that you're just, it just comes to you as you're going along, you know, or do you try to plan all of this out and then you put it to paper? How what's your process in writing a book?
Well, I start off with the idea and just build onto it. So most of the characters and the plot lines come later. I just start writing and see how it turns out.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. So you have mm-hmm. a basic idea of what you want, but yeah, you don't, but the, not necessarily the characters are developed yet. They just kind of, yeah, they kind of come along with it. That's awesome. I think that's, now see, to me, that's really talent yeah. because mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know where to begin on how to write a book. You know, I don't know if I could do that. I'd have to have everything placed and I got to have this character and that character, but to be able to do it on the fly and just let it come to you, I think that's harder. I mean, I think it's more impressive, really.
Yeah. I will tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
I did try writing a horror short story.
Oh.
It was harder than I thought because I am not into spooky things. But it was kind of good in the beginning.
Awesome. Hmm. Well, you'll have to send it to us.
we'll
read it.
What I have.
Yeah, whatever you. Yeah, well, go ahead, Sean. I thought you were.
Oh, all I was going to say is one of the most common you know, ways to write a story, or at least you see a lot of times, especially in Hollywood. You see it in Star Wars, and you see it in Harry Potter. Is that here at Lord of the Rings is another great example. Is that hero's quest or hero's arc, hero's journey, where you start very simply and just somebody that's, you know, very mundane and. You know, just natural and normal. And then they go through, you know, these trials and tribulations to get fully, you know, embrace who they are and their purpose in life. And I always think those are really fun stories. They're so basic. They're the ones that we've told for eons. But it's amazing how you can, you know, you can start over and tell those stories over and over again and find different ways to and different angles to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think there are so many different ways to tell stories. They say there's, you know, if you count the different storylines, there's like in the 30 some odd ways to tell a story. But and the hero's arc or quest is one of the most common ways. But I still think it's, you know, storytelling is as old as mankind, you know, and mm-hmm. that's how we exist. That's how we remember. That's how we tell our histories, you know, is through storytelling. And that's how we, pass on, you know, from generation to generation, our interests and our folklore and just so many things. It's such a rich history. So to be able to be part of that, I'm the kind of person, like some people will use technology and they want to, you know, read from their laptops or their computers or their phones or whatever. But I'm one that I like that cerebral and that the feeling of a book and actually turning the pages. And I'm still very old school and like to find a place to read. And when I was a kid, I used to read and high up in the trees. That's where I used to find peace and just enjoy a good book. I was actually about your age when I would do that too. So I can definitely feel that there's an energy behind that too.
Yeah.
I've got a couple questions. So how many books have you written and how many have you written so far? And then do you have, some books, you know, just kind of going around in your mind, you know, that will, take place. So how many, first question is, how many have you written so far?
Well, I've obviously written The Adventures of Sage Hawkins,
mm-hmm.
and I'm almost done with book two.
Nice. Wow.
And I have a lot of future book ideas that I want to write, and I've actually started two of them.
Oh, cool.
But yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And I'm going to assume, Scarlett, that this is, I mean, all kinds of things. You're 12, so you're young. But just right now, is this something, this is what you want to do for a profession? Or you know, have you thought of anything else? Like, oh, I'd maybe like to be a dentist, but still like to write books. You know, have you even thought about that? I didn't even know what I wanted to be until I was probably...
Last year.
Okay, last year. thanks, Nick. 17 or 18, then I knew I wanted to be in finance and banking. But like I said, at your age, is this something you think right now that's what you want to do for a living, as a job, I guess?
Yeah, I definitely want to continue writing for a long time.
Good, good, good answer. You should. Well, and I figure it's something, even if you did want to, you know, you think, you know what, I'd like to do this for, you know, my job or my profession, but it's, yeah, writing doesn't mean you quit that. You can still do it. You can, you know, as a passion, you know, I mean, this is what, we don't do our podcast to pay the bills and it's not our job, but it's something we can do and accomplish and, you know, and good, get good positive things from it. So, but I, you know, I hope you do, Scarlett. I hope you stick with it. And I hope years from now when you're famous and you're, oh my gosh, you just remember us little guys at Middle Age and Creeped Out, you know, that'll be our claim to fame is having you on.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't tell Micah. Well, we'll tell Micah. We'll tell Micah. He's all right, but he's no Scarlett Hoffman.
Yeah.
gosh, I am so impressed. Your mom and dad have to be so proud of you. We're proud of you. I know Micah is proud of you. I want to read you something. It's just a quick little statement. So when I posted on Instagram, you know, the post with your pictures and promoting that we were going to have you on our show tonight. Let me pull it up here. So I don't know if you know this guy. He's an author, a published author, M.R. Gorga. He was on our show last year. He's a good friend of our show. He saw the post, and his comment was, "This young lady has been making serious waves. Bravo." So he knows who you are, and that's pretty cool because I know he's got a best-selling book, Demons Among Us, and that's pretty cool that he knows about you. So you, I think there's a lot of fellow authors and people are going, they know who you are now, and you're just going to keep going. And you know, I think your name is going to definitely be out there for years to come. So that's pretty cool. And then another lady, she said, well, and of course, Micah said, "Cannot wait to hear this." So he can't wait to hear the episode. And then somebody else put, I think a clapping little emoji or whatever. So, it's pretty impressive, Scarlett. You've got some fans out there, and they know who you are.
That's really awesome.
Oh, yeah, and well-deserved. Well, we don't want to keep you any longer. I know it's a weeknight. Before we let you go, I want to have Nate or Sean. Do you have guys any other questions or anything you want
to
ask her?
No, I've been looking forward to this. And like I said, I mean, this is a rare opportunity for us, you know, and like I said, this is you are the youngest author that we've ever had, or not just author, but just guests in general. So we just really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Before we go,
yeah,
I just wanted to say that my book release date is November 15th.
Ooh, awesome.
Okay.
And, book two will be coming out summer next year.
Okay.
And for the first week, my book's going to be Amazon exclusive, but then you'll be able to find it anywhere where books are sold.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Promote yourself. Tell our listeners how they can follow you, you know, on social media. Yeah, and then I was going to ask you about, yeah, your book. So tell our listeners how they can, and you know, find you and follow you on social media so they can keep up with your work.
Yeah, you can find me at Scarlett Hoffman Books.
Scarlett Hoffman Books. Awesome.
Cool.
On Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
Scarlett, it sounds like a perfect Christmas present. And I'm
yeah.
I'm going to be one of, I'm definitely getting it, in at least a couple copies to pass out.
For yeah, sure. And I'm going to buy one because, mm-hmm. yeah, I think my daughter, she's 14, she's a good reader. She likes to read. My son, he's always trying to find something that he's interested in. He likes to read, but he's not, you know, he needs to find something that keeps his interest. And so I'm going to order your book as well, and I'm going to order it for him.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I think this is right up his alley because he likes, you know, he's a sports guy like me, loves sports, but he likes fiction and fantasy, and he likes that stuff because mm-hmm. it keeps his interest, and he likes a good story. He likes characters. He does. So that's what he does well with. So Your book, I think, is right up his alley. So you've got some fans here, and we'll definitely buy your book, and we'll promote it. You know, we'll do what we can. Scarlett, if there's anything we can help you with, let us know. We will promote, you know, here and there. We will definitely promote when you have your book come, you know, the book comes out, and your social media, because we want to get the word out, because when we see a talent like yourself, especially a young talent, we want to do what we can to help you. So you can always count on us.
Thank you. I just thought I'd say that you can also find updates on my books at Anatolian Press LLC.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm doing two book signings. Ooh. At one in Topeka, Kansas, at Paper June Books on the 26th of November. And I'm doing one on December 3rd at Main Street Books in St. Charles, Missouri.
Okay.
Cool. That's awesome. That's really
cool. I know. I'm like, wow.
This blows me away.
Yeah. We can. Kudos. That is so cool.
Seriously, kudos to you, Scarlett. I mean, that's, I don't know. I just think that's amazing. Really. Yeah. And you deserve it too. You deserve accolades.
Well, you sound, you sound intelligent. You're a sweetheart. Good job, mom and dad. I can tell they've raised a fine young lady, and we're proud of you, and we're glad to have connected with you, and glad you connected with Micah, and just got to make a promise now. We usually ask our guest, would you come on in the future on our show?
Yeah, I would love that.
Awesome.
Cool. Well,
yeah, that we appreciate your time. We appreciate your mom and dad letting you come on. So thank you, mom and dad. And Scarlett, much success to you. We cannot wait to for your books to come out and get them ourselves. And we will follow you, and you've got three fans here. So we want to thank you, and we want you to have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Oh, thank you
for inviting me.
Hey, you're welcome, Scarlett. No problem.
It's
our
pleasure. Thanks, Scarlett.
We'll talk to you later, okay?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
So there you go, creepies. Miss Scarlett Hoffman.
She was awesome.
She was.
Truly. Like I said, I can't say enough how impressed I am. I mean, truly. As a dad and as a listener and as a host, whatever I am.
She's 12.
Yeah.
I thought I was talking to a 22-year-old. You know, it's been in this business for a long time. So
I'm 42, and I still don't know what to do.
With your hands?
Yeah,
with my hands. Or anything.
Or anything. Yeah, she was great. She was really fun to talk to.
Yeah.
And, man, what a talent. And can you imagine being published at 12 years old?
Like I said, I can't even imagine being published at my age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's funny. And I was talking about, and I mentioned during the podcast about her, the character's name, Sage Hawkins. And I love how she talked about how those are her initials, and that the reason the Hawkins had to do with her love of birds. And I have to laugh because even though William told me not to embarrass him, I still stepped out there, to embarrass him. So that's just the dad in me. It's also funny because I know her dad, Brian, is probably like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No matchmaking here. But I'm the same way. I'm a father of two girls too, so I'm very protective. But it's just funny because William loves Harry Potter. He loves his favorite bird or the Eagles. He likes the Eagles football team. So when she said she likes birds and hawks and stuff, I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And he wants to be a scientist. So it's funny. They're way too young for that. But
are you saying, Sean?
I'm saying...
He's trying to plant the seed.
I'm trying to plant the seed for future, but no, I'm kidding. But I am totally going to buy her book. I'm reading it, but then I'm also going to give it to my children. But I know that William, just he's going to love that. He's going to really love the stories. It's just that's his imagination and the imagination of all my kids. It'll definitely strike at the heart of their just as being kids, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am I'm very impressed with her, and I'm glad she hooked up with Mr. Micah.
Yes.
I know he'll take care of her, and just proud of her. Yeah, and impressed, and so we'll keep tabs on her and her
business. She said she'd come back.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I promise not to tease her anymore.
She's
yeah, right.
Super famous. Uber famous.
I told her
not if don't when. Forget, don't when, right? Yeah.
Don't forget us boys at Mako, you know. That was great though to talk to
her.
She
handled it like you said. You said a couple times that she just seems like she's 25.
Like, man, 12. She's very mature. You wouldn't want me on a podcast at 12.
Put together, yep.
So yeah, great job, Scarlett. Thank you, and thank you to her parents, Brian and Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda, Brian.
Yeah, I can tell she's got great parents, and they've done a great job. So, and I know the creepies will enjoy that guest chat.
Oh, yeah.
So, coming off of that, Sean, what do you got for your moment?
I was telling the guys, I have a middle-aged moment, and I felt I had thought about different song stories, little different things that I could read, positive inspirational stories. But I came across it. It didn't hit me until the drive over here, at least from work. I had something come in my mind. I was thinking
about. You have your window down?
I did not have my window down. But
right in the head.
I did have the radio on.
And he right in the mind.
But it just kind of struck me. I thought one of my favorite movies, and I think I've said this on the podcast before, is Princess Bride. I love Princess Bride. Mm. I love the characters. I love the imagination. Inconceivable. Absolutely. I do not think it means what you think it means. At the end of the movie, they roll the credits with a song, and it's called Storybook Love. So I thought, oh gosh, this song just makes, I go, when I watch The Princess Bride, it makes me feel like a kid again. You know, I enjoy being nostalgic with that. And so this story is really cool. It just really, it's at the heart of talking about like some of these fantasy stories and, you know, just the characters. So this hits home for me, and I hope this will, I don't assume that Scarlett has seen Princess Bride. If she hasn't, she should go see it if she would. And then I bet her parents know this. So this is Storybook Love, and it is, "Come my love, I'll tell you a tale of a boy and girl and their love story, and how he loved her oh so much, and all the charms she did possess. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it is real as feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel. Now this did happen once upon a time when things were not so complex, and how he worshipped the ground she walked on. When he looked in her eyes, he became obsessed. My love is like a storybook story, but it is as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story. It's as real as the feelings I feel. This love was stronger than the power so dark a prince could have within his keeping. His spells to weave and steal a heart within her breast, but only sleeping. My love is light." The same chorus. I'm not going to say that all over again. "He said, 'Don't you know I love you, oh, so much, and lay my heart at the foot of your dress.' She said, 'Don't you know the storybook loves always have a happy ending?' Then he swooped her up just like that in the books, and on his stallion they rode away. So my love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel." So that always, that takes me back till I was 12 when I first saw Princess Bride, so I can relate to that. But I happen to be a bit of a hopeless romantic and a silly heart, and I'm sure I get that from very, very young years as a kid. But that, like I said, that whole idea, if, like I said, if you got, and anybody that hasn't seen The Princess Bride, go watch it immediately. It's fantastic. But
Classic.
It is a classic.
Good lines.
But it is, I just love the way the story is told, and it's stories of old and love stories, and there's magic and there's fighting and there's, you know, witches and giants and all kind of fun stuff.
So, To Blave,
right? The Pit of Despair.
I have only seen that movie twice.
Are you serious?
I haven't seen it in probably 25 years.
Go watch it immediately.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I know. I still remember the movie. I
saw that.
As you wish.
I saw that, which means I love you.
I still like the classic.
Nate knows.
Have fun storming the castle.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite line.
Yeah. I think that's
it's my favorite line, Billy Crystal. But the first time I watched it, I was 12, and I also had Papa John's pizza for the first time. So 12 was a big year for me. Hmm. And yes, I ate the pizza cold later. Just so you know.
Boo.
So anyway, that was to Scarlett and her parents. So I hope they enjoy that. Like I said, it's just that song and that whole movie is very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it fits with what she writes.
So she's part of this podcast and the lore and all the history of us. So here we go.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get written into a story one day. I'm already a cartoon character, so here we go.
She says she doesn't do horror
books. She doesn't do all
books.
Well, I think somewhere between Scooby-Doo and Ghostbusters, I could be written in.
Right? Yeah. Well, good job. I liked it.
Thank you very much.
So after that, what do you got, Sean?
I have the second part of the announcement, okay. If you so wish for me.
I do so wish.
As you wish, right?
Nate, do you so wish?
Yeah, I wish.
You wish?
Upon a star.
Oh, how I wonder who you are. So, following. You know, where's Chopin? All right, follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. All the social medias except for Snapchat. We have no idea how Snapchat works, but our kids maybe someday will tell us.
Right? When you mention that,
snappity snap,
on your Tuesday Terror or on this, it just, I don't know why I.
Which are getting creepier, aren't they?
I'm falling apart on this thing. Why do you want... Yeah, we don't do Snapchat, man.
I waited. I just keep mentioning it. It's one of these days, so some kid's going to be like, I'll do it for you. Here, I'll do it. So, also, I don't know if you've noticed...
There's about 4 billion other apps that we...
Those two, I know, right?
And I'm not doing
Twitch
Snapchat.
And whatever. Who knows what else? Harrison told me that one. I'm like, is anybody on Twitch? And he goes, I don't think so. And I'm like, why would I be on Twitch then? You know, I don't even know.
Yeah, that one, Twitch, I think... Twitch.
It's more for gamers.
Yes.
Is that what it's for? Oh, yeah. That's why.
Yeah, and DL Mercury's on it.
Is he?
He'll do... he'll do Twitch with...
Shout out to DL.
He'll do whatever game, and I don't think he likes it as much, but maybe he does. I don't know. He's big on TikTok, though.
Yeah, but we're out there loving every minute of it, right?
We need some more TikTok followers. We're getting some every day.
It's consistent.
We're creeping up to 500, but you need 1,000 to be able to do a TikTok live.
So all our 500 just need to tell somebody else. And get,
yes.
Right.
There
we go.
Yeah. I mean, we could do an Instagram and Facebook, you know, but I want the TikTok live. Yeah.
You got the TikTok itch, huh?
Huh?
The TikTok itch.
Ticky itch.
I got a salve for that.
Do your appointment. I'm sure they have over the counter.
That looks nasty.
Oh, my goodness. Sakes. All right. So
put something on that.
Before that goes any
Sorry,
further, listening. Deeper, whatever, we also have an email address. You can email us with show ideas, merch orders, saying hello, tell us how we're doing. Make it nice, though.
Please.
The email address is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. We have Tuesday Terrors every Tuesday. They are still playing only on Tuesday, right, Nate?
Tuesday.
We offer sponsorships for those for $50. Email us if you're interested. We are, don't you yawn at me, we are on 9980, right? We are on all podcast apps to listen, subscribe, and please give us a 5-star rating and review. Tell someone you know about our show. Word of mouth is everything, truly.
Yes, it is.
Tell your wife, tell your kids, right?
That's right. Truly it is. Truly I say it is. Truly.
Truly.
Something like that.
Verily, verily. We sell merch. It has our logo on it, just so you know. We have backpacks now, too. Watch out.
But they already said that.
I don't think so. No, I said it on. Roll the tape back. No, I just said that on the about the email that you can order.
That's what
merch.
Throws me off. Okay,
it's a merch. I know.
We need more emails. We open up the box. Bunch of moths come out of it.
Dust.
We need a lot. Of Who emails anymore? Right?
We get a few now.
Yeah. Now and then.
Now and then. Yeah.
Spam mails.
Yeah. that's right. It's no big deal.
So go get you some on the merch, right?
Yeah.
People aren't realizing that we're a big deal.
Pretty big deal. That's true. In our own minds, anyway.
Pretty big.
We offer segment sponsorships for only $50 per segment. Again, use that email if you're interested.
Yes, sir. Is that it?
That is it. That's all. It's over.
Good job.
Love it.
A
job done.
You don't mean it.
Job done well.
A job done.
Job well done.
Now I'm going to turn it over job to the this man, Nate. Nate, what do you got for us, buddy?
Coming down with some scarlet fever. That's a wrap.
I like
yes.
it.
That is your best one, I think. Yeah.
Scarlett's never talking to us again. You know that. She's going to be like, oh, my gosh.
She got off the phone.
You three.
Like, yeah, thanks. And she's like, these three losers.
Click, click.
She's like, I can't forget them fast enough. Scarlett Fever. Well, there you go. That's a wrap. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode number 87 and our guest chat with the lovely Miss Scarlett Hoffman. And until next time, Nate is your award-winning sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy. Oh, what's wrong? What did you do?
We got.
Did you do something inappropriate? We got.